Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world where ambition is celebrated and self-promotion is the norm, we often find ourselves striving, pushing, and reaching for the next level, believing that our talents, connections, or hard work alone can take us to the top. The truth, however, is that while effort and excellence are important, they are not the ultimate deciding factors. Scripture makes it clear, true promotion comes from God alone. God is the one who opens doors, sets the stage, and lifts individuals according to His purpose and timing. Recognizing Him as the ultimate promoter brings both humility and assurance, inviting us to trust in His wisdom rather than our own striving. Join us in today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled The Ultimate Promoter, as we look to Scripture, reflect on our own journeys, and learn to trust the ultimate promoter, God.
Let me start by saying that most of the people that are listening right now to me would love to be promoted. Yes, you would love to be promoted, whether you are just working for somebody else. I am sure you would like a promotion to a better position with better pay. Whether you have your own business, you would like to see it expand and reach more people. If you are in a ministry, you would like to reach more people. So everybody wants to be promoted, or everybody wants to be successful. Whatever it is, I think that there is something inside of every single person that realizes that we just need to be stretching and reaching for something. Everybody wants promotion, my friend. Doing nothing is just not something that is bred into us. Everybody desires for something more, and I think it's a God-given desire. I'm sure God just breathed something into all of us that we want to excel, we want to succeed, we want to see promotion in our lives. And so I tell you, that's not a bad thing, because the good news is God created you for greatness. No matter where in life you stand, God wants you to succeed. God wants you to be promoted in your finances. He wants you to prosper and be in health. However, many people see prosperity as an elusive thing, but that's God's desire for you and me. Many people point to education. They think talent, relationships, or privilege as the secret to their success or to their promotion. Though these can play a role, they are not what produce promotion, I'm telling you, my friend. Some people think only those with education and charisma get promoted, while others feel that employers promote people based on friendships or special connections or special relationships. But the Bible says something completely different. Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 75, verses 6 and 7, and I read it from the Old King James Version. It says this: "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." So promotion is actually coming from God, because this is saying that God is the one who promotes people. Promotion comes from God. One thing that hinders us receiving God's blessings or promotion is the fact that many of us think that it's our effort, it's our talent, or it's our ability that promotes us. Yes, God can use talents and abilities. He's the one that gives us the ability anyway. If you can sing, or if you can work with your hands, if you have got certain talents, God is the one who gave those things to you, my friend. God will use those things, but you have got to get beyond thinking that it's your talent or it's your ability that's the source of your promotion. No, not at all. What we read is say promotion comes from God. So that's a radical statement, and I know that there are many people that would disagree with that. But that's what the Word of God is saying, because there is an abundance of scriptures that support this statement, that God is the promoter. Yes, He can use your abilities, He can use your talents, but then in the end, He is the one who actually gave this to you, and He is the one that will really promote you. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says this: "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise." Did you hear that? God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, "Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." So you see the scripture that I just read. God chooses people who are not mainly those considered wise. He chooses people that are not considered powerful or of high social standing or of high caliber in the world's view. You see, it highlights that God often chooses those whom the world might overlook or even underestimate. God's choices are not based on worldly criteria at all. Instead, He often chooses those who are considered weak, who are considered foolish or insignificant by the world's standards, to confound the wise and demonstrate His power through them. And I can tell you the reason He did it that way is so that no flesh should glory in His presence. Those who are well educated and successful by the world standards might feel that, oh, these passages mean they could never be used by God. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. I'm an example. I'm intellectual and I'm still being used by God. That's not the case. The Bible didn't say that no wise people were called. He said that not many were called. Hallelujah. So if you are highly educated, if you are intelligent and you will surrender to God, He's going to use you. You may have talents and ability, but if you are trusting in them and if you are trying to gain promotion just through your own effort, then it's not going to work, my friend. Bible says in Isaiah, I think chapter 42, verse 8, God was talking about His son Jesus. It was a prophecy about Jesus coming, and He said that He would not give His glory to another. He would never share His glory with anybody but Jesus Christ. So if you are taking credit, if you are the one thinking that it's because of your great ability, it's your great talent that God is using you, and if that's what you are looking for, a promotion to come from them, then I can guarantee you God is not going to promote that. Another scripture is 1 Peter chapter 5, where it says God resists the proud. So it doesn't matter how talented you are. If you are proud, God will resist you and you will not be promoted. That's what the Bible says. And sometimes people misunderstand pride. You see, pride is not only arrogance. You find pride in a lot of different ways, but pride is self-sufficiency. Self-dependence, to where you think, God, I don't need you. That's pride. Or you say, oh God, I'm awesome. I tell you, there are people that just think that you are God's gift to mankind. You would actually wind up, I'm telling you, having God fight against you if you are proud, and will hinder you from being promoted if you have that kind of attitude. Pride isn't only arrogance. Pride is just self-sufficiency, self-dependence. If you think that you can do it all on your own, that's what you are thinking. You actually are hindering your own promotion. promotion doesn't come from your own ability. It doesn't come from your skills. It comes from God. It's God that puts up one and sets down another. That's what the Bible says. Promotion comes from God, my friend. Yes, there are ways to be promoted outside of God, but I can assure you they all produce death. There are ways for you to prosper financially. You can go and rob a bank. You can lie. You can cheat and steal and do things, and you might prosper to some degree through that. But I guarantee you, it's going to bring death with it in this life. Depression, shame, condemnation, all of those kind of things. And in the next life to come as well, there's judgment. And so, yes, you could prosper maybe through some of your own talent, but you will never reach the same potential. You will never reach the degree of promotion that God has planned for you. He knows the plans He thinks about you, plans that are not evil but good, to lead you to an expected end. That's what God thinks about you, and promotion comes from Him, my friend. If you do it this way, if you are looking for God's promotion, you are going to have to learn how to humble yourself and become God-dependent and take all of your talents and all of your abilities and everything that you have and surrender them to God, because He is the promoter, my friend. If you are a person who is really talented, that you can just do anything, everything you touch turns out to be good, and you think it's your natural abilities that you just have these things, then in a sense, I feel sorry for you, because it's hard for you to recognize God as your source. My friend, He is your source. You think that it's your ability. For example, if you are good with finances and you have just always prospered, it's hard for you to trust God. You will be thinking about what can I do to produce all these things. But a person that hasn't been good in that area, they will just have to trust the Lord. And this is the reason that God chose weak things of the world to confound the mighty. He wanted us to trust in Him. He wanted us to give the glory to Him. Hallelujah. But you need to understand that the Lord has not put a premium on ignorance. He's not saying do not improve yourself. He's not saying do not get higher education. It's just that most of those who are wise and respected in the eyes of the world are swelled up with pride and depend on their own abilities. Those who have plenty of talents and abilities have plenty to give up. Those who are nothing and know it find it easier to transfer all their dependency to the Lord. For example, the Apostle Paul was probably one of the smartest people of his day. He was educated by one of the greatest leaders of the Jews. He spoke Greek and Hebrew fluently. That's what the Bible says, which was exceptional for his time. And others quickly recognized his training. They knew he was a talented man. It took the Apostle Paul at least 14 years of intensively seeking the Lord to make the transition of transferring all his dependency to the Lord. If those considered wise by human standard will humble themselves, my friend, if you are considered wise by human standards, and if you will humble yourself and depend on God's wisdom, then God will use you. He will use you just the same way He used the Apostle Paul. God wants every one of us to do something that beyond your natural talents and ability. And it will take God, I'm telling you, it will take God to promote you. It's so, so important that you take note of this. Promotion does not come from the east or west or south. Promotion comes from God. He is the one who puts one down and set another up. Depend on Him and He will promote you. So if you are a born-again Christian, do not depend on yourself. God created us and put us on this earth to shine His light and bring glory to His name. and he is the one who will promote you. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not even applicable to you. The first step is to receive him. And I'm telling you, you will be promoted. We call it divine promotion. Promotion that comes from God is your best. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.